Hello, this is Pete Beck from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. Peter launched his second sermon found in Acts 3 by praying for a lame man who was immediately healed. I read from Acts 3, verses 6 through 12 from the New American Standard Bible. But Peter said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. Walk." And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened. With a leap, he stood upright and began to walk. And he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they were taking note of him as being the one who used to sit at the beautiful gate of the temple to beg alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. And while he was clinging to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them at the so-called portico of Solomon, full of amazement. But when Peter saw this, he replied to the people, "Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this, or why do you gaze at us? As if by our own power of piety we had made him walk." Principle: divine healing opens the door for the gospel. Someone once said that the gifts of the Spirit are the dinner bell for salvation. When our kids were small, we rang a large bell to call them to supper. No matter where they were in the neighborhood, when they heard its clear sound, they came running, knowing that a good meal awaited them. When God heals people, it gets their attention. We make the best use of the manifestation of God's gracious gifts when we take advantage of people's interest to preach the gospel. Demonstration of God's power break past the intellectual and emotional barriers men and women erect in their hearts and open them to the truth about Jesus.